This podcast is intended to motivate, educate, support, and inspire you on your journey towards inner peace. We are not medical professionals, and we do not offer any medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek the advice of a licensed medical professional.
Welcome to this episode of A Witch, A Mystic, and A Feminist with, I guess we could say, a witch and a mystic. Jamie is not joining us this week, but she will be back next week.
Yes.
And today we just thought, Marlene and I, that we would talk about making ourselves a priority and how we do that, because it's complicated. And I think it's a lot deeper than just self-care. So with that said, we can just, I want to know about your week. How's your week been?
Week's been a little crazy. And so making myself a priority is something that I actually need to step more into the forefront. I've told you about this merger that's taking place at work. And so that has been what I've been dealing with. But also being a mom, even though my kid's a mini adult, there's still a lot that I do as a mom. And then, you know, being a spouse and wanting to make sure everybody else is taken care of and making them a priority and forgetting about myself. So this is a good topic because it's a good reminder for me. But I did make myself, well, I made myself and Jamie a priority because I actually was out in Vegas, Jamie. And I got to see hers. So Hi, Jamie, I miss you, but we miss you on here. But at the same time, I got to see her in person. And so that was great. Went for a karate tournament, which I actually haven't been to a karate tournament in about 3 years since before the pandemic. And so Vince wanted to go out. And it was great seeing him in his element once again and seeing all the families and everything. So that was a lot of fun. But, you know, it's also Vegas. And so
dead, I am tired. Like, I don't see it as it is not like relaxing. Let's go like hang out by the pool. I mean, you can hang out by the pool in Vegas, of course. But every time I'm at Vegas, I don't do that. I'm out late doing things.
Right. So there were thunderstorms and my flight was delayed. And so I was supposed to get in about 6 o'clock because I went from my LA office to Vegas. I was supposed to get in about six. I didn't get in until probably about 11 or 12.
Oh my God.
And then I was up until four and I was like, and then we were up early for the tournament because Vince had to be up early, which means I woke up early because he's not like the quietest person a hotel room.
No. Yeah. I can start off making myself a priority would be sleep.
Right.
Like that is like my most basic. I have to, if I'm feeling out of sorts or I'm feeling like I'm taking care of everybody, if I can just get enough sleep. Like it makes such a freaking difference in my world. And sometimes that means like, I'm going to bed at 9.
Right.
Like, peace out. You guys can all put yourselves to bed and like get in bed. But Brian always laughs because he's like, you need like 10 hours of sleep to like function. I'm like, correct. I'm like, that is truth. Yes. And I do not apologize for it at all. I'm like, it makes me. It makes me happy. It makes me, I love sleep. I love sleep. And I try to tell my kids that all the time. Eventually, you'll love sleep. I promise. Like right now, you just think it's terrible, but you'll get there.
Naps are my favorite.
Right.
Oh my God. Naps are my favorite.
So I haven't been able to take nap. Like I'm not a nap person, but we went camping a couple weekends ago. And my God, I took 2 naps in one day. Like I just like went in the tent. I laid down and I got all comfy and took like, I don't know, an hour. And then I woke up. And then like later, it was late. It was like 5. And I was like, oh, well, I'm going to take a little nap again. And I went and laid down and I took another nap. It was the best feeling ever.
Right?
Like, why can't I do this at home? So I'm trying to practice that. Little power naps, like 20, 30 minutes. Because people tell me they're amazing. And I usually just wake up grumpy from them because I want more sleep.
Right. So. I haven't been able to power nap, but because when I take a nap, and especially over the weekend, when I take a nap, it's at least 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't let me sleep this long. And Vince is like, but if I wake you up, then you're an asshole.
Yes.
So take your 2 hour nap.
Same. I'm angry. I'm angry if you wake me up, usually in any instance. But so yeah, that's my most basic need for prioritizing myself. But I'm also an Aries. So I know we've mentioned on the show, we've had some guests mention on the show that like Aries are kind of put on this earth to show others how to make themselves a priority and like to put themselves first, which totally resonated with me in the moment because a lot of my life, I put myself first and made myself a priority. Right. And then I was like, oh, that's selfish. Right.
And that's such a misconception that people have, you know, making yourself a priority is being selfish, when in fact it's not. I mean, you're preserving your mental health.
Yes. Well, and I think more than that is like when you do put yourself first and you know how to make yourself a priority, then you are really showing others like, yes, I love you, but I don't love you enough to cross this boundary.
Right.
Or I love you enough to say no, because I know myself and I know what I need to be happy and not angry and, you know, just my normal self, and which can be tough because some people don't understand it. And so like when I started saying no to people, that was making myself a priority. That is one thing you can do, but some people don't understand it. Well, what do you mean no? What's going on? Why can't you come? Well, I just don't want to come. I mean, which is harsh, but like, I just mentally, I can't.
Right.
Like, or physically, I can't. Emotionally, I can't. I don't want to. And once I started saying that to people, and then the right people kind of came into my world, it was a lot easier. Definitely.
Yeah. No, so. I totally get that. You know, being able to say no when you don't want to do something, or, you know, setting boundaries. Setting boundaries is such a great point, because for me, that's something that I've been learning how to do over the last few years. And in doing so, I do find myself feeling better, being able to say, no, I don't have the capacity or the bandwidth to do this. Or, you know, I don't want to, because I don't want to. It doesn't feel good to me. So setting boundaries, whether that be at home or at work or with friends, with coworkers, is just so important.
It is.
And I know that it's been a game changer for me.
Yeah. But I think, like I said, it kind of goes deeper, right? Because you have to know what you need,
right?
Mentally, physically, emotionally, in order to make those boundaries, in order to make yourself a priority. So I think it starts with definitely
self-reflection,
exploration. Yeah. And reflection, right? To find out like, okay, when I go out with this person, I come back energized. Okay. Well, why do I come back energized? And really evaluating what that does for you. Okay. When I go do this certain activity, it depletes me.
Right.
Well, what about it depletes you? Like, so spending time with yourself and really reflecting on those different experiences to then kind of whittle down to, okay, I need 8 hours of alone time in between events, or, you know, or like whatever, like I need a day between seeing people because I need to recharge. Or, you know, my husband, he is an introvert, but he's this, the most extroverted introvert I think you will meet.
Right. Yeah.
And he doesn't need time between functions. Like he could go somewhere in the morning, be the center of attention, go somewhere in the afternoon, be the center of attention, go somewhere in the evening, be the center of attention, and do it all again the next day. Now, if he did that for a week, he would probably need a day to recover. Me, I need like maybe a day to recover in between. Mm-hmm. Like I can do one event. I need a day. I can do another event. Sometimes I can push through and I can really like do two, right? But I need more time to myself. So it is sitting with yourself and figuring all those things out. Which is hard, because who wants to sit with themselves? But it does pay off.
I have no problem sitting with myself. And so like, and Vincent and I were both very similar in that we do something. We're not like back to back, go out and hang out the entire weekend kind of people. We are, you get one day. And also if I did that like this weekend, next weekend, I'm not seeing anybody. I just can't. I can't sit there and do multiple weekends in a row, because that does drain me. And I need I need time to myself. I need to be able to do my walks or do whatever in order for me to feel sane.
Yeah, right. And, you know, I think the other part too is like, some of it, you can feel guilty for not doing all the things all the time with all the people. But that is one thing that I've had to rid myself of. Like, you can't feel guilty for choosing to do this activity and not this activity, or to prioritize yourself and go and say, I can't go. I'm not going to go to that function because I want to go do this for myself. For me, lately it's been writing. I haven't been writing and I feel all out of sorts. And so it sounds weird, but I took myself to Starbucks for an hour and I just sat there and I wrote little prompts and felt amazing after I was done. But that meant that I didn't go grocery shopping. I didn't put gas in the car. Like I didn't do any of those mundane errands.
Right. No, I totally get that. And I love that you did that, where you were able to, because I love my family, but sometimes I need to get away from them too, which is why I like, you know, going for my walks or going on hikes, because they don't necessarily want to come with me. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Right.
I get this time to myself. And I love my family, but at the same time, I also need time away from them as well. I need to be able to clear my head when I'm having a tough day at work, or I've had a tough week at work and I go for my hike. Yeah. Without my family, you know, now I'm not going to be very short with them. And so I'm able to, again, clear my head. And so I think that's another thing too, is making sure that you're taking care of your body as well, whether it's, you know, going for a walk, doing yoga, hitting the gym, whatever it is. I mean, I'm not like a hardcore exercise person any longer. But you know, doing yoga in the morning for even just 30 minutes before I start getting ready has been also a game changer for me, because I knew that a lot of the stuff with work was going to be coming up. And so it gives me 30 minutes before I talk to my husband, before I talk to my kid, before I, you know, start my work day, of just getting my body moving and getting the blood flowing.
Yeah. I've always, well, I shouldn't say always, because up until like my late 20s, early 30s. I wasn't really like fitness, right? I wasn't really into fitness. Right. but there's an influencer that I love. She always talked about like, well, what are you going to do to start your day before you start working for someone else? Like before you give your time to someone else, what are you going to do for you? And I love that, because I give my time to my company. I give my time to my family. I give my time to my friends. So what am I going to do before all that starts to give time to myself? Mm-hmm. And so like I walk, which, you know, I call them stupid mental health walks. depending on the day, sometimes I call them hot girl walks, because, you know, sometimes I feel hot, sometimes I don't. Mostly they're stupid mental health walks and I force myself to go out on them. And then, you know, halfway through, I'm like, oh, I could go farther. Oh, I want to go farther, you know, and I feel better. And so I know for myself, and I know, you know, for a lot of people, it's hard because you're like, I don't want to do this. Right. Like, I'd rather just sit. But if you can start it and make a routine and a habit of it, it does change your mental, like, well-being, changes your mental outlook, I think. You know, and being out in the sunshine, being out in the elements, being out, seeing, even for me, seeing other people that I, you know, strangers that I can smile at and say good morning, just does something to my mood. And even like sometimes I come back, I'm like, yeah, I just spent an hour walking. Yeah, that was time to myself, but I want more. Well, that's good.
Right.
I find that to be a good thing. I want more to myself. So I think you'll find yourself there. And it's okay. I know when my kids were little, though, it was hard. It was definitely hard.
Absolutely.
So for those with little kids, like, it can be a challenge.
Yeah. Like I said, my kid's 19. So, you know, for me to be able to step away from them is much easier. But at the same time, you know, I have other things that I deal with, like being out of town and they're like, mom, my car won't start again. And I'm like, oh no. So like, take my other car. And then I get home and it's like, mom, are you going to take my car to the shop? And for those that don't know, I take care of the cars.
I
take care of the cars. That's part of my job. I know for some people that may sound strange, but yeah, I also have control issues. So there's a lot of things I'm working on, but I recognize that I have these issues. It's so funny that you brought up the hot girl walk. And this is just totally, it made me laugh, because Alexis told their dad, you know, I'm going to go on a hot girl walk. And he said, what exactly is a hot girl walk? And they said, oh, I walked down the street hotly. I just started laughing because they were totally fucking with their dad. And it was, so it was just funny to me. And you saying that just brought that up, because the way they said I was like,
yeah,
I just started dying. He's like, you guys quit messing with me.
mean, sometimes I sashay my little butt a little more in those walks right. than I normally would, you know, for a little while. So it could be hot. I don't know.
It could be hot. I mean, when... Okay.
So. Or temperature hot. It could be hot outside and I'm going for a hot girl yeah. walk. Okay, fine.
That works.
There we go. But I was going to say, like, part of like making yourself a priority is like clear communication,
yes.
right? Which seems so simple. But, you know, I know we've talked before how difficult that can be. And now that my kids are a little bit older, I'm able to say to them, I'm overstimulated.
Mm-hmm.
All of this mom stuff is noise in my ears and I'm about to lose it. Like I'm about to scream. And so, and I can say that to them and they'll go, oh, okay. And I was like, so I need, and I'll tell them 15 minutes,
right?
Right? Can you leave me alone for 15 minutes? I'm going to go for a walk or I'm going to do this or whatever. And they will. They'll leave me alone for 15 minutes because I think my oldest, being autistic, he definitely, you know, he has sensory issues. Mm-hmm. And so I think he actually really does understand right. that, just the noise and the just too much. And then my youngest, I think he just really understands like, okay, I need to give mom some time.
Right.
And so when I'm clear about that, then I can come back. And like you said, like you're more regulated. You're not going to lose your shit on them. Right. You're going to be, you know, calmer. And it's little snippets. And sometimes I get frustrated because it's just little snippets and I want a longer segment of time. But I have to recognize that in those snippets, I'm able to regulate. I'm able to take time. I'm able to breathe. And then I'm better.
Right.
I'm a better version of myself. So, you know, when we talk about making yourself a priority, it's not always like, I get a weekend.
Right.
Away. It can be 10 minutes, you know, of just being you and being quiet or whatever you need. And talking about it is definitely something that I've had to do and communicate it.
Well, and like you were saying with communication, I know for me, there are times, and I've said this to you, where I think we're going to do this and I'll stop myself and say, no, this is what I want to do, or this is what we're going yes. to do. When I'm clear on what it is that I want versus, okay, well, I think this is what I want, but I want to give you the opportunity. It's like, no, if I want something, this is what I want. This is what I want to do. So I have to stop being wishy-washy about expressing myself, which is something that I've been really working on as well. Just stating very clearly what I want or what I need. To be able to move about whatever it is I'm moving about.
Yeah. But do you think that part of that is just being a woman? You know, like the whole kind of, if you agree, this is what we're going to do, right? Because that's really hard for me to do too, is like just stand in a moment of kind of like, this is what I need
right.
and this is what I want. This is what we're doing. I don't want to say dictating it, but definitely just being more stern,
right?
And like knowing this is what we need to do. But we always kind of ask for permission from the others around us.
Yeah, I think part of it is kind of what's ingrained in us as women, you know, what society has dictated, how we're supposed to act or whatnot. But yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it, actually. So,
yeah, I was also thinking as you were talking that, I mean, it definitely could be we want to consider other people's feelings.
Right.
You know, especially if those people are important to you. So when you say to us, me and Jamie, like, I think we should do this. I think what you're doing is trying to consider our feelings in the whole matter. But sometimes, and I love it when you do it, like, this is what we're doing. Right. I'm like, yay, cool. Like, all right. You know, I'm like, we've got a direction. We're doing this. And I think that that's beautiful. So I want to congratulate you on that because I've noticed it. So
yeah, it's something I've really been working on, be like, you know.
Yes.
But again, I want to, when I am being direct about how I feel or what I want, what my desires are, I also don't want to be a dick about it either. And so, you know, and I think that that's part of why it's like, I think we should do this. And it's like, okay, no, but this is what we're doing. But, you know, trying not to be a dick about it.
Yeah. No, I totally understand you. Yeah. And then I think the other things that I do or that I've done to make myself a priority is I've worked a lot, and I'll say through therapy, to kind of understand, like, I am big on perception.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to explain this. So perception for me, like, I will go to an event because I feel if I don't, I'll be perceived as X, or I'll be, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I let other people's perception, actually my perception of them, their perception. So this is weird,
right?
But let's just get into it. Affect what I'm going to do, or I have in the mm-hmm. past. And so for me, really trying to dig down into, like, why am I trying to perceive other people's perceptions of me? Because mm-hmm. I'm never going to be able to do that. I don't know what you're thinking about me. And then being able to say, okay, I don't care about that. So even if this event could, I don't know, look good if I go, I really don't have the energy to put forth for this. I'm not going to go. So it's kind of leveling the playing field a little bit in favor of me. And I know we kind of talked about that a little bit mm-hmm. before, but it's just perception and perfectionism and, like, people pleasing,
right.
All of that is really something that I have been working through. And as I've been working through it, I've been able to make myself a priority more and more and more and more. So looking at those tendencies and being able to kind of, like, break them down and be like, I can't do that. That's not serving me.
Right.
It's serving these people, but it's not serving me. And I can't do it anymore. That has been a game changer for me. Yeah. But like I said, it hasn't just been me working through it. It's been professional help and me.
Well, and that in itself, I mean, professional help. That is a version of making yourself a priority, because we tend to stuff all of our feelings all of the time. So to be able to release that and really work on that, professional help for me has been super helpful, because it's allowed me to really reflect on myself and mm-hmm. what is important to me, what is not. Why do I think this is important to me? Is it really important to me? You know, things like that. So when it comes down to me feeling like I have to go to a party or something when in fact I don't want to, and then saying, no, I'm not going to go, I no longer have an issue with that. And now it's just, I check in with my body. Does this feel good to me? Does this not? Is this giving me anxiety? Is this not? Because there were times where I would go to, you know, some type of function and nobody had any idea that an hour before, as I was getting ready, I, like, had severe anxiety and tears in my eyes, and I just didn't want to go. And it's like, if I'm feeling that way, if anyone's feeling that way, don't fucking go. But, you know, it's like you feel obligated to show up for someone or whatever it is, but then you're not showing up for yourself. And so I really check in with my body now as to, do I really want to do this? It's kind of like with when I went to Vegas and I'm like, okay, there are flight delays and none of this is feeling good to me. So I'm either going to go to Oakland or I'm going to go to Las Vegas, and whichever flight comes in first, that's what I'm going on, because I don't care anymore. I'm like, this is too much for me.
This is too much.
It's all too much. And just checking in with my body. So really knowing your body as well and knowing how certain things make you feel, because I refuse now to feel that sense of anxiety to go to a party or go to some form of function. Yeah. If I'm feeling that way, I'm not going to go. And I'm not going to apologize for that either.
Right. And you shouldn't, because it's not right for you in that moment. And that's okay. But yeah, you make a good point of, like, knowing your body, right? And knowing how different things feel in your body is, I think, a huge baseline for this, which is why some people, it takes them a long time. Like, they're like, well, I don't have time, or, you know, I don't know how that looks, or I feel the guilt and I don't want to take time away because, you know, being a mom is my most important priority. Right. And yes, I get that. Being a mom is important. But you also have to be the best version of you to be the best mom to your kids. And so that takes time, and it takes time away from your kids. It does to learn yourself and to learn your body and how things feel. So it can take a lot of time, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
So if you have to start small, right? Like you have 10 minutes, you have 15 minutes. What do you like to do? Do you like to read in silence?
Oh God.
Go find a quiet place and read in silence.
I love reading.
You know, right?
I mean,
oh my gosh.
There are times where Vince and I, we will both grab books and we'll sit on the couch and, you know, we're just like, nobody talk. Don't turn on the TV. Just read your book. And it's awesome to be able to escape reality yeah. for a bit in someone else's story. And so I find that as like yeah. self-care. That is a form of self-care yeah. for me that I just, yeah. I love that naps.
yeah. I just picked up a new book. And so I've been totally involved in it. And the other night, usually I TikTok before bed, which is bad, but I'm on my phone and Brian like kind of rolls over and he's like, stop TikToking. I'm like, I'm not TikToking. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm reading. He goes, oh, proceed. I was like, thanks. so, yeah. So that was lovely. But I was going to ask you like, so I guess this is like I don't know, for some people it's self-care, but what it like TikTok, social media. Do you see that as like self-care or disassociation?
Disassociation, for sure. And I will do okay. that frequently.
Yeah.
Bad habit, I admit it. I'm not – so when it comes to like Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that, and I see everybody living their best lives and everything, I'm not sitting there comparing myself any longer. Not to say I never have. So – but I'm not comparing myself any longer because – I too only post up like the best versions of me and everything that I'm doing. So, you know, sometimes
yeah.
I have a dry spell where I'm not posting shit. And it's just like, because I'm not doing anything.
and, yeah.
And I'm yeah. okay with that. But in TikToks and things like that, I mean, I watch those for a lot of times. It's like the comedy of it. And though things that make me laugh and then I'm like, hey, Vince, watch this. But, you know, for the most part, I can spend hours and a bottle of wine watching TikToks of mm-hmm. like dogs. I see like dog and cat videos all the time. I love them. It's funny.
That's your algorithm.
That is. Well, okay. So I have like witch talk and spiritual talk. And then I have, you know, the dogs and cats. And so my algorithm is just strange, but it works for me because I'm strange. And so I'm like, this is totally cool. It's all the things that I love.
yeah. Oh my God.
You know,
that's so funny.
But there are also times where Vince is like, dude, you have been doing that for way too long. Get off your phone. I'm like, don't tell me what to do. but you know, he's like, you are not being present. And I think that's a big thing too, is to make sure that you're being present. But sometimes I don't want to be present. I'm like, I don't like reality today, so I'm not going to be.
And I totally understand that feeling. But yeah, like I have to agree with you. I think TikTok, social media is mm-hmm. dissociation, right? Because that's what I do when I'm on TikTok.
Exactly.
I am literally disassociating from the world around me. And then I look up and I'm like, how long have I been doing this?
Right.
Where am I? What's happening? You know, like seriously. And I'm like, that's not good. I need to stop that. And on days when I don't do it, I feel a lot better.
Right.
A lot better. Like if I make it to like the end of my workday, or even like probably the end of my day and I haven't logged onto Instagram, I'm like, oh, holy shit, that felt really good. And then for some reason, I log onto Instagram and I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, you just said it felt good. So just stay off.
I do try and keep my phone upstairs when Vince and I are doing something, whether it's just watching TV or reading a book mm-hmm. or just having a conversation, I'll legit put my phone upstairs so that, and take my watch off so that I'm not like getting the messages or anything like that, so that I can be present. That's because I am bad about it.
But that's a good point too. Like if you're trying to make yourself a priority, probably need to get rid of the distractions, right? Which includes the Apple Watch or whatever watch you're wearing that will notify you when somebody posts something on TikTok or above text message. I know I'm so guilty of that. If I'm in a yoga class and I have my watch on, I don't have my phone, but my watch on, and I'm getting texts or notifications, I can't help but look at
them. Right.
And it pulls me out of the moment. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why did I do that to myself? And then I'm like, well, because I wanted my watch to keep track of the calories I'm burning in the class.
So,
right. And I'm like, but who the fuck cares about that? Just take the watch off.
I mean, I do care about that because I'm like, how much exercise have I been getting throughout the day or whatever? So I do like my watch on for that. But what I'll do is I'll put my phone on Do Not Disturb, and the Do Not Disturb function on an Apple phone. I know some people in this conversation and in my world do not have Apple Vince does not. He has no idea.
Getting called out again.
Green bubble monster.
Yes. Yeah.
No, but I put my phone on do not disturb. I do that at night. I put it on sleep and I don't have it turn off the sleep function until I actually get to work. So I have it like clocked out so that because I get text messages in the morning of people calling out or things like that, that I'm like, I don't care until I'm actually at work. I just have like five people that I allow text messages during that time, you know, Vince, Alexis, because they're 19. And if they go out and, you know, something happens, I do want to get that phone call. But there's just about a handful or less than a handful of people that have access to me. But for the most part, I use either the sleep function or do not disturb on a regular basis. And I don't apologize for that either. So when I'm working out, I'll put it on.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, I'll put it on Do Not Disturb so that I do still get my calories clocked.
The tracker.
Thank you.
Because you guys have those rings, right? Like the, do you feel the rings anymore on Apple?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. Gotcha.
And I try and fill those daily. Nice. There's apps on my watch as well that will tell me throughout the day, like, take a break, go meditate for 5 minutes. And so I will legit get up and go outside and there's a patio off of my office and I will go sit out there and I'll meditate for 5 minutes and then come back in.
I think the last thing for me, I mean, there's lots of things, but the biggest thing for me is being appreciative of my body and like loving my body. And I guess thanking my body for the things that it is able to do. Which again, like I said, it's deeper, right? It's deeper than just like, oh, you're going to go on a spa date. but I think working towards that really does help you make yourself a priority. And loving your whole self from top to bottom can really, really help you make time for yourself that you need to, like we said, to be the best version of you. But again, that's hard work. And that is sitting with yourself. And like we said, full circle moment. Reflection and, you know, working through a lot of, maybe not a lot for everybody, but for some, a lot of deep-seated issues. You know, I've never had the greatest relationship with my body. So loving it is sometimes very difficult for me. But on the days that I am active, on the days that I get fresh air, on the days that I do something for my body. I work it. I ride a bike. I take a walk. I go to yoga. I'm definitely more appreciative of my body and I love my body more in those moments. So I think all these things really can work together to get you to a place to make yourself a priority and to give yourself the time that you need to center yourself and to be present and to be grateful for the life that you have and the body that you have. That's my 2 cents on that.
Yeah. No, I agree with that because when you make yourself a priority, it also boosts your self-esteem.
It does.
You know?
Yes.
And so I find that I have an extremely high self-esteem. I've been talking about that lately where I'm like, is it my ego? Am I arrogant or do I just have a very healthy self-esteem? I was like, no, I actually have a very healthy self-esteem, you know? I'm bigger than I have been in my past, but I'm also 100% good with who I am, you know, in my skin. I'm comfortable with myself. I enjoy working out. I just don't enjoy working out to the extent that I did when I was younger and like trying to be in the best shape of my life and having the best body that whatever, which were priorities for me in the past. And now it's like, I just want to get the blood flowing, but I'm okay with where I'm at it with my weight. And if I do choose to lose weight, I'm going to do so for me. So really I've gotten to a point where I try not to care what other people think about me, both physically, mentally, and emotionally. That the only opinion really that matters is mine. And 100%. If I'm good with myself, then I'm good.
No, I mean, that is very beautiful. Like that you are at that spot. I also feel like most of the time I have a very healthy self-confidence. And then sometimes that's shot down, you know, and I feel like shit. But I would say 90% of the time, which is so, it's just so weird. Cause like 90% of the time I feel like the best. Like, I'm good. I like myself. And then something will happen and I'll be like, what the fuck? Okay. Well, let's start over. But I'm at that point in my life too. Like, I think like you, where I could work out like I used to and maybe lose the weight like I had in my past, but I have no desire to do that. I have no desire to. I have a desire to move my body, to be healthy. I have a desire to eat good food, healthy food, nourish my body. But that's really it. I don't want to kill myself to lose 20 pounds. And I'm just at a point where like nobody else feels this way. Well, good for you. I don't care.
It's like,
I'm good.
Because, okay. And so that goes back to making yourself a priority and stuff, because I would rather prioritize reading a book or meditating for 30 minutes versus being in the gym for 30 minutes, like, and lifting heavy and stuff like that. That's not a priority for me anymore.
Right.
But still taking care of myself in other ways, you know, like for you, you would rather write than kill yourself at the gym.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I literally sat there because they're in the same parking lot. There's an Orange Theory Fitness and I could have done a 3-hour class at Orange Theory or I could sit at Starbucks for an hour. And I sat there and I was like, oh, well, I could try Orange Theory. Like I'm intrigued. No, I'm going to go right. And I've done that probably like 3 weeks now, 3 weeks in a row where I'm just like, yeah, I'm choosing something different. And so that tells me my priorities have shifted, right? Because probably 5 years ago, I would have been like, oh, screw writing. I'm going to go do this fitness class because at least I can get 60 minutes in, right?
Same.
And so now I'm like, I mean, maybe someday, but right now not there. I'm not there yet. I'm good. Writing, sitting, listening to music, people watching.
Right.
That's good for me. So
whatever feels good to you, you got to do, you got to know yourself and what feels good to you.
I was going to say, I've also been cooking like really healthy, fresh food. That's something else lately, which has been amazing. And I've been having so much fun. I don't like cooking. That's not my thing, but I've been going to farmers markets and grabbing shit from farmers markets and making things and like, and then having them all week. And they're all like fresh, they're vegetables kind of thing. But that's been really fun for me and very, and again, nourishing for me. And I feel like, oh, I made this. It's healthy. I'm eating it all week. It's great. And then next week, I'm going to go to the farmer's market again and re-up on all the things that I need. So that's been fun too lately. Sorry, just side note.
No, I mean, I think that's awesome because what I've been eating for the most part has been changing as well in that I've been eating a lot more fruits that I'm not allergic to, of course.
Yeah.
But... you know, but a lot more fruits and vegetables. And like you said, trying to find different ways of making them. But, you know, instead of eating a chocolate cake, I'm eating fruit with a little bit of yogurt for dessert or eating a bunch of different vegetables. Mm-hmm. Vince and I, we've been actually cooking a lot more vegetarian meals, neither one of us would ever, like, I could not personally be a vegetarian, like, for a long period of time. But there are a lot of vegetarian dishes that I love. And so kind of incorporating that all the, as well versus like eating a steak every freaking day.
Yeah. I have also made myself a priority by doing this podcast. So I want to just put that in there because I carve out time every week to do this and because it's fun and I enjoy it and I get a lot out of it. And it was difficult at first, not for anyone else, but I think just for me to kind of be like, okay, that's an hour out of my week, you know, or an hour out of like my weekend or something. And then it was like, but it's only an hour. So you're okay, right? Like it'll be fine. And then as we got more into a rhythm and it really was an hour, not like two or three, you know, it was definitely stepping outside of all of our comfort zones and doing something new. And so I would encourage everyone to maybe try something new, like once every couple months, try something just totally outside of like your wheelhouse, like, and just go for it and see if it sticks because it may or it may not. If you go and try Orange Theory and you're like, fuck this, this is not for me. Good, right? You know, it's not for you. But if you go and you try it and you're like, that was great. I felt so good after. Then maybe that's your thing for an hour. We're all different. So
I love trying new things and stepping out of my comfort zone. And I will do something now, especially after starting this podcast and us going forward with it. And I will just do something scared out of my mind and just be like, okay, well, I'm just going to do it scared because how am I going to know whether I like it or not? You know? Yeah. And so I find myself doing a lot of things that I wouldn't necessarily do because I was too afraid to try it, like ATVing, which is something that I haven't done before. I ATV'd through the jungle in Thailand and I was like, this is amazing, you know, and I was slightly scared and, you know, I'm like, I'm just going to do it scared. Yeah. This podcast, I love doing this podcast and being able to talk to people, meet new people and spend an hour with two of my most favorite people each week. It's been fantastic. So just trying new things to figure out what you like and what you don't like.
Exactly. I'm not going to say in a blanket statement that it gets easier because I think we all get swept up into our lives and our work and whatever is going on around us. And so sometimes we get so swept up into it that like, we're like, oh my God, I haven't done anything for myself in months, you know, or you know, weeks or months or whatever it is. But I think it gets easier to identify, especially when you're in those moments of maybe just like impatience and you're at your wit's end. I think it gets easier to identify, oh, wait, I might be feeling like this because I haven't had the time for myself. I haven't made myself a priority in weeks. Maybe I can't do that today in this moment, but I need to somehow carve out some time for myself so that I can get regulated again and I can get back to myself again and I can regain my patience with the world. I think that gets easier because I identify that pretty quickly now. If I'm feeling some sort of way in my day, I'm like, oh, okay, yep. It's been a couple weeks, you know, it's been a couple weeks of running the kids around to all their things and doing all the things for the household. And I haven't done anything for me. So just keep that in mind, like wherever you are on this, like if you've just started, it gets easier to identify, maybe not easier to do or execute. I think good.
I think.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that was a pretty good conclusion to our making yourself a priority episode. I just want to thank everyone for joining us on this episode of A Witch, a Mystic, and a Feminist. Go and engage with us. Like ask us a question. I would love to answer questions from people. Like I would love to have an episode of just answering questions. So go to WMFpod.com where you can engage with us and see all of our past episodes, see our bios. You can submit a question, you know, all the things. Because that would be a really fun episode, I think, for us, for the three of us to do.
I think so, too.
Yeah, so go do it. And we will see you next week on a new episode of A Witch, a Mystic, and a Feminist. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye.